Good morning, Audio Boomland. This is an audio boot that was inspired, not in response to, but it was inspired by a boo that Stefano Slandi on Audio Boom put out, oh, I don't know when, a while ago. And in the audio boo, he was talking about working from home or a desire to work from home. I'm a big fan of working from home. I'm a big supporter of anything that reduces travel time to work and anything that encourages productivity. Now, I know there are a lot of people who say, oh, working from home is full of distractions and it actually is a hindrance to productivity because you're just going to end up surfing the internet, watching daytime TV, whatever, rearranging your sock drawer, alphabetizing your cutlery drawer, whatever. And I disagree. I think it's an element of, it's a case of discipline. And there are people who are eminently suited to working at home. Not only that, I think you can be way more productive at home because in an office environment, you have distractions. You've got distractions from your colleagues who will express every unvocalized thought in their mind as it occurs and distract you just as you're getting into the flow of something. You probably have an obligation to answer your emails constantly. You're going to be distracted by your boss. There's going to be all these influences of people whose agenda is going to be put on you at the detriment of your own agenda. So there's that. Now, if I look at my own office, for instance, we have the top floor in a building and we have an office below us, and the people below us, they kind of know us, so occasionally they'll come up unannounced for a quick chat. I mean, that's a distraction. That never happened when I was working from home. Friends will call at the door because, oh, you've got an office in town. Hey, I'm in town, let's have a coffee. And they will turn up unannounced. Casey Neistat, who is an American filmmaker based in New York, has a brilliant, brilliant plaque outside his studio door, and it reads, "No social visits whatsoever." I think that's a really, really good plaque to have. I think we should adopt that at Story Foundry. The landlord will appear unannounced and come for a chat. So there's all these additional distractions. Then I find that I am much less productive in an office environment because of these distractions. What I want is a space that I can close the door. And that, of course, is important if you're working from home, that you can segregate yourself from your family members and that there is an understanding that when the door is closed, they are not to enter because you are working. So there's that. The other thing about working from home is it cuts out the commute dramatically. I think that's a great thing. I think commutes are wasted time. I am driving to the office in town at the moment, and it's one of my least favourite things to do, driving in a car. Now, I have obligations on Monday, Tuesdays, Wednesdays that require me to have the car with me. Thursdays and Fridays, much less so, so when I can, I walk it. But most of the workforce these days has a commute into a centralised office or a centralised factory or some form of central location where everybody comes together to do their work. And it's the industrial model, isn't it? It's the model that we have. And I think it's outdated. Or at least for a lot of people, it's a model that isn't quite necessary anymore. And working from home, of course, cuts out the commute and gives you valuable time back. And you can say, well, on the commute, people work. Well, if they work on the commute, then that's working time outside of their 9 to 5, and that's time they're giving to their employer, in essence, for free. I think people should look at their commute and say, well, the second I leave the door, I am now in an environment that I have to be in because of somebody else's needs, and therefore it's time that I'm giving to somebody else. Work that is spent travelling to a workplace is time that you're giving to somebody else in many ways. So, and also, not everybody can work on their commute to work. I get tremendously nauseated if I'm on a bus, for instance. So So if I had to travel to work on a bus, there's no way I'd get any work done because the people in front of me, quite honestly, would be introduced to my breakfast. And that wouldn't be very nice, would it? Now, you can say, well, if you work at home, you need that mental shift of getting into your working day. Now, I never found that a problem, to be honest with you. But I do know of a writer, and Paul Imani will no doubt be able to tell me who this is, who would work from home. And as far as I remember, he would leave the front door, go for a very short walk around the house and come back. And that was enough of a mental shift for him to say, well, now I am at my place of work. And he would work. So I think it can be done, and I think there's a lot to be said. Now, the other thing about working from home is it's not a new model. It's not something that is done by rebels in the industrial age and, oh, shock, horror, where did this come from? It's never been done before in the history of mankind. Because actually, that was what we used to do before the industrial age, before we got plucked out of our homes and marched to centralised factory locations and office locations. We worked from home. The butcher lived above the butcher shop. The baker lived above the bakery. If you had a bookshop, well, you probably lived above it, didn't you? And all the high streets in towns would have had accommodation above the shops. The farmer would have lived on the farm. The blacksmith would have lived above his, what's it called, smithy? No, it's gone out of my mind. But you get the idea. There was a time when the distance to work, distance to our productive area, was very short indeed. Schoolmasters used to live by their schools. So it's not a strange, weird concept that has never been tried before in the history of mankind. It just changed when we needed to bring together a lot of cheap labour around machines and what have you. So we created factories and we created offices, and people had to start travelling from their home to their work. So those are just my thoughts. You may agree, you may disagree. Stefano, if you're listening, I am, as you will have gathered, a great fan of working from home. I really am. I get a lot done when I work from home, and I find I'm most productive when I work from home, and I am a big supporter. So you can put me in the column of, yes, you know, working from home is a good idea, pursue it.